We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a girl?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Got the cameras, I'm out the
Greek, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
With DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday. Good morning.
We are here. What's happening? Another day to do what we love.
Man, I want to shout out the person who called yesterday about his girlfriend who does insurance at State Farm in Detroit. I actually called her yesterday and got insurance on my house in Detroit.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, she was excited. Crystal Robertson, shout out to her. Somebody called in yesterday. He wanted to shout out his girl's business.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I actually need that service. So I called
them.
They took care of it immediately.
So shout out to Crystal Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's absolutely what happens. You call the Breakfast Club, you never know what might happen.
I know. We got some work done.
shout out to the ladies of Queens. What is it? Cocktails with the Queens.
Mm-hmm.
How did that
Claudia
go?
Claudia Jordan, Lisa Ray, Vivica Fox and Selena Johnson. I was on their show last night, me and the wife was, and they're dope, man. Shout out to those
ladies. Yeah, those women are. Their show is quite entertaining.
You know what they say about cocktails? You either got to pour me one or tell me one.
Mm. Well, last night I sat out and just let the ladies do what they do.
Oh, you stayed out of, the line of fire?
Did I? I stayed out the way.
Okay.
I let them ladies have a great conversation, an intellectual conversation, and my ass stayed out the way.
Well, that's not exciting.
Yeah, you got to engage.
I mean, I engaged a little bit, but sometimes you got to know when to fall back.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, drop two for the second collection of the Breakfast Club NFTs, More Moments at the Breakfast Club. That first collection sold out fast, so if you got in on one drop, drop one, this is your chance to keep building your collection. And so if you missed out on drop one, it's your chance now to get in on it while you can. So get the second drop of the Breakfast Club NFTs. That's going to be today at oneof.com, oneof.com. So while you're there, there's a lot of cool stuff on there. But if you missed out on the first one, which sold out so fast.
Can we tell them what the drop is today?
Go ahead.
When is it available?
Today.
It's available right now.
Now. Yeah, so of course we can tell
them. So if you ever wanted a picture of me giving Envy the cheeks.
that is a moment.
This is the one for you.
Did I approve of that one?
It doesn't matter what you approve, sir.
You're right.
Okay? It doesn't matter what you approve. I gave you my cheeks. You accepted. It's on camera. Now it's public consumption. Okay?
That is right. Yeah, so it's the surprise, it's called. And Charlamagne is giving me his cheeks. Then there's also the beige rage.
If you have a light-skinned person in your life, a light-skinned man who does not know how to control his anger and he goes into the beige rage, this one is for you as well.
I think it's one of the best ones. It really shows the beige rageness.
All right.
And Angela Yee, she has expert advice where if you need advice or anything like that, she's answering the phone, helping you guys out.
Ask Yee.
What did I say?
I don't know.
He said expert advice.
No, because that's what it says under the NFT. It says expert advice. They all have names.
Well, we have our artist who creates these NFTs. He's an artist, period. But you know, he really got popping online. Justin Richburg will be joining us today.
Yes.
So we'll be talking to Justin Richburg about Breakfast Club NFTs and a whole lot more.
All right. Well, and before we start, I want to give a shout out to Devin Haney. He's got a big fight coming up on June 5th in Australia. I know he was trying to come up here, but he's about to leave. But we would have loved to have Devin Haney here. But shout out to Devin Haney.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what we're talking about.
Oh, my God. Supreme Court, they have voted, apparently, to overturn abortion rights according to a draft opinion. This is the first time in modern history of the court that they've publicly disclosed a draft decision while a case was still pending. We'll tell you what that means.
Yeah, all right, we'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. NBA last night, the Heat beat the 76ers 106-92.
Boy, Philly, y'all in trouble without Joel Embiid. Without Joel Embiid, that series goes, it might be a sweep.
Yeah.
Without Joel Embiid.
I agree. And the Suns beat the Mavericks last night 121-114. Now what else we got, Yeezy?
All right, well, protests erupted outside of the Supreme Court after the Roe versus Wade opinion has leaked. It's a leak of a draft of the Supreme Court opinion overturning the landmark Roe versus Wade decision. And so if enacted, it would end a woman's constitutional right to an abortion. That right has existed for nearly 50 years. Here are the protests outside of the Supreme Court. They're saying abortion is health care, by the way. So what that Supreme Court decision is saying is that Roe and Casey must be overruled. It's time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elective representatives. Justices can and sometimes do, though, change their votes as draft opinions circulate, and major decisions can be subject to multiple drafts and vote trading. So there is a possibility that people could change their mind before this happens. But this has been since February. And this is the first time in modern history that we have seen what a draft decision is publicly while a case is still pending. So,
I mean, they've been talking about this for a long time now. That's why I kept telling y'all at the end of the day, the appointment of, you know, Ketanji Brown Jackson was great. It's an amazing accomplishment. It's historic, but it's still a 6-3 conservative majority. in the Supreme Court.
Now, this means that abortion would immediately become illegal in at least 13 states if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. So, again, taking away our rights to a decision on what to do with our families. And all that's going to mean is that people who have money will have more access to get the services that they need. People who don't will have more struggles trying to get that done, because history has shown us that if you are backed into the corner and you have to make a decision on what to do.
I just don't understand how everybody saw this coming. My dumb ass saw this coming. And, you know, President Biden has vowed to protect abortion rights. That's something he campaigned on, but clearly he hasn't. I wonder why.
Now, this means that Republican states, though, if I'm not mistaken, right, obviously right away they're going to restrict or ban abortion.
Oh, a bunch of them already have been.
But it's a state-by-state process, so some states will still be able to make the decision, and you'll just have to travel to those states.
Yeah, but a bunch of the red states already have been rolling back abortion rights.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking about this.
Yeah, and they have been.
It's just crazy that, you know, like, Dems have the power right now to protect abortion rights. They have the majority in Congress and they have the White House. They should be in D.C. right now voting to codify Roe versus Wade and talking about getting rid of the filibuster so they can properly govern to protect these kind of should be basic rights.
Now, Bernie Sanders tweeted out, Congress must pass legislation that codifies Roe versus Wade as the law of the land in this country now. And if there aren't 60 votes in the Senate to do it, and there are not, we must end the filibuster to pass it with 50 votes.
You know what? Let me shut my dumb ass up. I don't know nothing.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Just been saying this for months.
Yeah, long time. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or maybe you had a great morning and you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Get it off your chest.
It's your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, I want to be anonymous.
Okay.
You're on the radio. Anonymous. We can't see you. You can just change your name.
She didn't want to say her name.
What you want your secret name to be? Give us a sneaky name.
Let's say Brenda.
Hey, Brenda. How
Brenda's
are you?
Brenda's got a baby. Yay.
How are you, Brenda?
Brenda has no babies, but
good morning.
How are everybody doing? I can't believe I got through. I
listen
to y'all every morning.
We blessed black and highly favored, Brenda.
Well, girl, Brenda, spill the tea.
Okay, so let's say, Brenda was at her boo house last night.
Mm.
And usually when Brenda's boo want to get it on, we get it on like Marvin Gaye song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But this morning, you know, I tried to, wake him up, try to get a little, you know, before I went to work this morning. And he kind of, brushed me off. It was I'm tired.
How old is he?
37.
Oh, that's
tired.
Yeah, that's young. Yeah.
Brenda, you ain't never too tired to do it.
He was tired.
Never. And when it comes to him, it doesn't matter the time or the place he want to get on. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm trying to be a good sport. I'm a team player. But whenever it's on my end, it's what's the problem?
Well, he might have just been exhausted for real. I understand him. His pain.
But this is, as a 43-year-old man, I can honestly say I understand his pain, you know, but he's only 37. But I can't knock him for choosing sleep over the poom poom.
Now, that's where it started, Charlamagne, around 37, 38.
He's supposed to wake up out his sleep for the poom poom.
Well, Brenda, you know what to do next time.
That's what they told you. What was that song called? What was that song, Wake Me Over? Wake Me Up? What's that song? Was that Kelly Rowland? Who was that said, Wake Me Up?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was some. What was that
Brenda,
song?
Brenda, you know
Wake
what to do?
Up? Was it Chris Brown?
What to do, Angela?
Masturbate.
I was trying to, but he was snoring, and it was kind of throwing me off.
He was really tired then.
Yeah, he was tired. He was
back
tired.
Back to sleep. Exactly. Chris Brown, Back to Sleep. Great R&B record. Mm-hmm. That song got y'all gassed up.
You better listen to his other song, Don't Wake Me Up, Up.
Thank y'all for passing me through, but I hope y'all
continue
to have a good morning.
You too. Sorry we couldn't be any help to you. But
Nope. Listen, I feel his pain because Brenda probably had to get up way earlier than him. He gets to sleep in.
That
he's like,
tired.
Yeah, he probably was looking at the clock like, I got another 45 minutes? No.
Hello, who's this?
This the homie Tay, man. T-H-A-O-T-A-G. How y'all doing this morning?
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get off my chest. I don't think you and Charlamagne be checking y'all email, bro. Because I sent y'all multiple emails. The subject line is called Trauma Bond. So I have a track that I want y'all opinion on. And if y'all think it's whack, then I want y'all to say it's whack on air. And if not, I want y'all to let the people hear it. It's a self-reflection of if you and people that you have relationships with truly love each other, if you are only bonded through trauma. And sometimes it takes bad situations to understand the difference between the two.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with trauma bonding, sir.
Okay. So that's why I definitely want your opinion, big bro, on the track.
I'm gonna definitely check it out.
To your email address.
I'm very familiar with the term trauma bonding and what it looks like.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, DJ Envy. It's Tahir from the Real Age University. How you doing? Last time I called in, you didn't have your butt buddy Uncle Charla with you. Ooh. How y'all doing?
We are not butt buddies, sir.
Well, my butt buddy's here today, sir.
We are cousins.
They're butt brothers.
Penis partners.
How y'all doing? Uncle Charla, DJ Envy, always beautiful. Miss Key, how y'all been?
How are you?
We're good.
I'm doing pretty good. I got a couple things I need to get off my chest before y'all end the call. So the first thing, I want to shout out my clothing brand. You can go ahead and look them up on Instagram, at XOX Worldwide. We're planning to do our first drop this summer. So we want to get you guys some of the stuff. So we're going to send you guys some merchandise. So let me know what you guys want. And the next thing is my bro, 2K Caddy, just dropped his song on Apple Music. Dropping a clues bomb from 2K Caddy.
I like that name, 2K Caddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Is he good at 2K?
Yeah. He goes by 2K. He just dropped the song 2K. He just dropped the song Jiggy. It's a drill beat. You would love it, Charla. And then the last thing I want to say, my sister and I'm 20, my sister's 22. We need to educate the black youth more about the importance of investing in homes. My sister and I are 20 and 22. We're about to file for our first mortgage. To then buy our first home together. We're pretty excited. So we need to educate the black youth more about the importance of real estate and investing.
Yeah, maybe I should do some seminars and talk about it some, and ye should too. We should talk about home ownership more. I think you're right.
Yeah, I think you guys had somebody on. I think it was when you and Charlamagne were just doing it. And ye was gone for that week and a half. You guys had somebody on. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but you guys had somebody on. He did a great job of it. But I think
we need to talk about home ownership more and purchasing home and generational wealth more. I think we need to do a seminar talking about home ownership. You're right, brother.
Yeah, I completely agree. But that's just all I wanted to get off my chest. But remember, at XOX Worldwide, that's the clothing brand. We want to get you guys wearing some of the stuff. So check it out on Instagram. We got samples on there if you guys want to see. Our first launch is coming out this summer. And we're having a launch party and everything, so.
Okay. Yeah, all right, brother. Thank you, man.
Peace.
Hello, who's this?
What's good, Greco, man? What's cracking, Envy? What's good, Charlamagne? Good morning.
Peace, Greco.
Good morning.
What's poppin', Greco?
Ain't nothing, man. Y'all banged on me on Friday, man. I was like, y'all could ditch it, but y'all can't take it, man. I finally was having the chance to catch y'all.
What happened?
Remember Friday when y'all was like, the front page news was Canada was lifting a ban for gay men to be able to donate blood.
Oh, yeah.
And you was like, show me, and I can go to Canada.
Ye wasn't there.
I wasn't there. I missed it.
It was a bad joke.
Yeah, so, no, it wasn't. It was a great joke.
It was actually a great joke.
You know how you, and then the what is it? The EFT is you showing Envy, you giving Envy your cheeks?
It's called an NFT, sir.
Okay, NFT. See, I'm not even up on it. NFT. But you was giving Envy your cheeks, and then you get mad at me.
Are you going to buy the NFT?
I think you should buy that one, sir.
You think I should?
I think you should have me and Envy hanging up in your house with me passing him the cheeks.
That's right.
Oh, my God. See?
Oh, my God.
What? You heard him, Ye. You heard him first.
No, I wasn't sure how that "oh my God" was. That, you know how sometimes "oh my God" is like "oh my God," or if it was a "oh my God."
So which one was that?
You tell me. You said it.
Hey, I didn't. Well, it was more like "oh my God, what are we doing here?"
True.
Is it like a "I want in on this," or is it a no?
No. Okay. I wouldn't mind getting an NFT, but you know, I gotta be able to, you know, y'all, what y'all gonna do? Autographing for me? Everybody, I get all three of y'all autographing for me?
Well, it's exclusive, so it's like a lot of people don't have them.
It's very limited.
Yeah, it's very limited.
I know. So it's no way that y'all can do that until to make it even worth more. Huh?
Well, it comes with some cheeks.
And I will tell you this.
Oh no! See, here you go, Yee.
I will tell you this. People forget that NFT stands for non-fungible token. So you know, there's things that we all have going on, whether it could be my Mental Wealth Expo or, you know, Envy's Car Show, whatever it is that, you know, you never know what, you know, having that NFT can do for you. It might get you in some of these events. It might get you some perks.
That's right. And you know what I mean?
That's true.
The one with me and Charlamagne is scratch and sniff.
I'm in the A when you go out at July. What you have with Car Show on July 9th? What's good?
Car Show's July 9th. And you know the NFT with Charlamagne and myself is scratch and sniff. When you scratch
it. Oh, man. Come on.
Word
you
up.
Already know it's
there. What's the problem? What's the problem?
I know it's not smelling like flowers.
Yes, sir.
It smells like doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, it smells like douche. I douche my booty. I put lemon salt in my bookie.
It's too early.
Come on, Charlamagne. You crazy, man. But I just, again... Off subject, I just really want to shout y'all out and appreciate y'all even letting me get through and y'all having this convo with me, man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, brother.
This was productive.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and let's talk about, should you have kids if you're broke? I'll tell you who said no.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Well, we got to see a lot of looks last night on the red carpet at the Met Gala. Now, the theme this year was Gilded Glamour. That is for the Gilded Age in New York, dating back from 1870 to 1880, paired up with the 2021 theme of American Independence. They're saying it's a two-part exploration of fashion in the United States. So some of the amazing looks on the red carpet. I have to say, I loved Cardi B's look. Her dress was amazing, and she was with Donatella Versace. And as you know, Lala was one of the hosts on the red carpet.
Laleezy.
Here is what Cardi B had to say.
I already came to us forward, which is me rocking this dress, showcasing it for Miss Donatella. And thank you so much, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
And, you know, I love the theme. I feel like a lot of fans don't get the theme because they think like it's like gilded. It's supposed to be like, like an era, but gilded is gold, is regal. It could be any era from it.
All right. Now, other people who I thought looked amazing from what I've seen so far, Janelle Monáe looked incredible. I saw Gunna look cool on the red carpet too. Chloe Bailey looked really, really dope. Other people that we saw, Nicki Minaj was there looking great. Also, Anderson .Paak was there, and he's always a good time.
And you look absolutely phenomenal. Talk to me about this look.
Thank you, love. It's Gucci from head to toe.
Yes, it is.
It's giving very East London, actually. I feel great. I used to shop at Burlington Coat Factory. I don't know if you heard of that, but now I'm Gucci from head to toe, and this is great to be here.
Another person who absolutely killed it, Lizzo. I don't know if y'all saw Lizzo's look. Absolutely amazing.
She was playing the flute, right? She had the flute with her?
Listen, I just saw her dress and what that was looking like. That was really dope. I saw Future had on a tux with some shorts.
Yeah, he had a short shorts with tux. I seen
SZA.
Well, y'all be
SZA,
seeing is that the Met Gala come on TV or something?
Yeah, they had the red carpet. So it's on, I think it's on, is it on E? But the red carpet, you could see. And of course, there's pictures everywhere. So when you look online.
Yeah, I saw pictures.
No, that's the main thing
around.
Is everybody talking about the pictures. And that's what Lala was hosting. Now, another person who was there, Kris Jenner. Spoke for the first time after the family won the defamation trial against Blac Chyna. So there were no damages awarded to Blac Chyna. As you know, she was trying to get $100 million. That was her lawsuit. Well,
it's a shame that Blac Chyna still got to pay her attorneys because they did her dirty in that case.
Here's what Kris Jenner had to say.
I'm just happy it's over. Yeah.
What was the toughest part?
Going through it, you know. But I'm glad it's over.
And how did you get through it? How do you get through it mentally?
Pray. I live in my faith and just hope that, you know, that's enough. And yeah, I'm glad it's over. And I'm glad it's over for the girls. So, yeah. And we're here tonight to celebrate. So, yeah.
You should have asked praying to who. I just want to make sure. I just want to know. I just want to know who exactly she's praying to. I just want to know.
I see Kid Cudi had a cape on. He was. It seemed like he was... He had a blue cape or royal blue. I seen Russell Westbrook had a kilt on.
Mm-hmm. Well, salute to everybody who attended the Met Gala last night in New York City. Now y'all can finally eat. Okay, you've been starving yourself for weeks just to fit in your dresses and your suits and everything else. You had your clothes laid out for a whole week like it was the first day of school. Now you can finally breathe. No more corsets. No more waist trainers. And when I'm talking about waist trainers, I'm talking to the men.
Well, Kim Kardashian lost 16 pounds to fit into her dress. It was a Marilyn Monroe dress. At the Met Gala. So she said, I'm so honored to be wearing the iconic dress that Marilyn Monroe wore in 1962 to sing happy birthday to President John F. Kennedy. It is a stunning, skin-tight gown adorned with more than 6,000 hand-sewn crystals by costumier Jean-Louis. So that's what she was wearing. All right, now let's discuss Young Thug. He was on social media, and he doesn't feel like, man, if y'all broke, y'all don't need to be having no kids.
God need to set some rules, bro. We need new rules. We need a new oath, bro. If you debt broke, if you're broke, you should not be able to because you bringing poor kids into this world. You making drugs and killing still because you running around with no type of career, no nothing. Having kids. Now your kids growing up won't. Your kids growing up looking at Thug and his game.
I think what Young Thug is saying is priorities matter.
He said it a little wrong.
Yeah, I think you gotta have
your. He said it harsh.
You gotta have your priorities in order. I mean, a lot of people do feel like that before they have kids. They want to make sure that they're financially stable.
Life doesn't always work that way, though.
It doesn't, but it's not like a lot of people don't feel that way. They do feel like they want
to
be financially stable before they have kids.
People want
to
be financially stable before they get married, before they have kids. I've heard a lot of people say, "I want to wait till my finances are in order."
And there's nothing wrong with that.
However, you soon might have to, regardless of your financial status, have kids if the Supreme Court does. Decide to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Because that's a good topic for next hour, though.
It's not whether they decide. They're going to do it. But you should. We should. That is a good topic because it is a great conversation because it is something to think about, right? Like, because if you can't even really take care of yourself.
How you going to take care of kids?
Absolutely. Like, that's just a common sense thing.
Which is true. If you can't take care of yourself, you can't barely feed yourself. You can barely feed your rent. You know, having a kid is going to be even more difficult.
That rent do be eating, though. Don't act like that rent don't be eating.
Yes,
that rent
does.
Be eating your pockets up. So, I mean, that's
a lot of us were born in the struggle, though, to our parents that didn't have much and somehow made it work. So shout out to all the parents out there that are doing that.
No doubt.
Because sometimes you don't even know what your situation will be. For a lot of women out there, you know, they get pregnant, they think the man's going to be there, and then they're not. It could be vice versa as well. So sometimes
some people know their predicament. They know where they at. They know how their pockets look. They know they can't pay the rent. They know they're effed up, and they know they're living off the government. And to have more kids, that makes life a little different difficult for those kids.
I just don't think it's anything wrong with thinking about it. If you know that you are not in a position financially to take care of a child, maybe you should wait until you have some children. Like, it's really not that difficult.
I mean, wait till you have some money.
Wait till you have some money, yes.
Yeah.
It's really not that difficult.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
It's a great conversation for next hour. We got front page news next.
Yes, remember we talked about this Alabama corrections officer who was last seen with a man who was held on murder charges, and apparently now they're saying there's a warrant out for her arrest because she was not being held against her will, according to reports and what they believe.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is Finding Tamika from Kevin Hart, myself, Charlamagne Tha God, and Queen Erica Alexander and Color Farm Media. This series focuses on missing black women and the system that ignores them. Sign up for a free 30-day Audible trial at audible.com/breakfastclub.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
Rocking with the best.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in the NBA last night, let me pull up the scores. The Heat beat the 76ers 106-92, and the Suns beat the Mavericks 121-114.
Yeah, Sixers in trouble. James Harden might be going to the Chris Brown Lil Baby tour a little earlier than expected if they don't get Joel Embiid back.
You stupid. Now, tonight, the Warriors take on the Grizzlies at 9:30, and the Bucks take on the Celtics at 7. Now, what else we got, Yeezy?
Well, an Alabama corrections official, she was last seen with a man who was held on murder charges, has a warrant out for her arrest. Vicky White is her name. And she was, she's being issued a warrant on charges of permitting or facilitating escape in the first degree. She was last seen Friday. She was taking inmate Casey White for a mental health evaluation. But the only thing was, he never had anything scheduled for that day, according to authorities. They have obtained video that shows the patrol car that Vicky White and inmate Casey White took from the jail. And it shows the patrol car just about 8 minutes after it left the jail. So they said that car was then abandoned and later found by officials. There was not enough time for them to even attempt to try to come to the courthouse. So now it's looking like she acted of her own free will. At first, they thought perhaps she was forced to do this. They said if she did this willingly, and all indications are that she did, I guess you're trying to hold on to that last jar of hope that maybe for some reason she was threatened and did this under coercion. But absolutely, you'd feel betrayed. All of her coworkers are devastated. We've never had any situation like this with Vicky White. She was a model employee. So, can you imagine that? You just risk everything for some inmate that you helped to escape from jail, and he's being held on murder charges?
Nothing surprises me in 2022.
Mm-mm-mm.
Nothing.
He's serving 75 years for a series of crimes in 2015 that includes a home invasion, carjacking, a police chase, and two counts of capital murder for the stabbing death of 58-year-old Connie Ridgway in 2015. He did confess to that killing and then pleaded not guilty. All right, Spirit has rejected JetBlue's offer. As you know, Spirit was going to do a deal with Frontier Airlines, and then JetBlue stepped up to the plate and offered a deal as well. But they said, we believe a combination of JetBlue and Spirit has a low probability of receiving antitrust clearance as long as JetBlue's Northeast Alliance with American Airlines remains in existence. So given this substantial completion risk, we believe JetBlue's economic offer is illusory, and Spirit's board has not found it necessary to consider it. So they had offered a $200 million breakup fee if the deal is not completed for antitrust reasons, but they said that Spirit rejected the breakup fee offer too.
Rejection is God's protection. Okay, JetBlue is my favorite airline. I am a proud Mosaic member, and I don't know why JetBlue would want to get in bed with that devil of an airline called Spirit.
Spirit has some nerve to turn somebody down.
Spirit owe me some money right now. Spirit owe me about $137 for a plane ticket that they canceled years ago, and I called customer service, and every time I called customer service, it sounded like somebody was on the line not even really talking back to people, just giving us the runaround.
That's what you get for flying Spirit.
Well, I didn't have any other options back then. Okay, but when you know better, you do better.
How is Frontier? I don't think I've ever flown on Frontier.
I don't know what that is either.
It's the same.
I thought that was a leaf. I thought they rolled weed
on Frontier. Better. You get a seat on Frontier. They actually give you a seat. And Spirit didn't give you a seat.
Oh, Fonto leaf. It's Fonto.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the Supreme Court has voted to strike down the landmark Roe versus Wade decision, according to an initial draft majority opinion that was written by Justice Samuel Alito that was circulating inside the court. And Politico is the network that actually obtained that draft opinion. So They're saying that things could still change. Justices can and sometimes do change their votes as draft opinions circulate. But this is something that has been quite some time in the making. They said no draft decision in the modern history of the court has been disclosed publicly while a case was still pending. And so this is one of the most controversial cases. Well, it is the most controversial case on the docket this turn.
Well, Supreme Court members who voted to overturn Roe versus Wade should all be forced to fly Spirit.
All right. So that means abortion would immediately become illegal in at least 13 states. And a lot, all those Republican states, I'm sure, will make it illegal. So state by state, you will be able to have the decision. But all that means is that people who are determined to have a choice will have to travel hundreds of miles in some instances to get that done. So, again, limits access for certain people. But for some people, they'll still be able to get the service that they need.
We shouldn't even be here because everybody saw this coming. You know what I mean? And it just bothers me that, you know, Dems are in power right now. They have the power to protect abortion rights right now. They have the majority in Congress. They have the White House. They should be in D.C. right now voting to codify Roe versus Wade and getting rid of the filibuster so they can properly govern to protect us from things like this. Like, President Biden vowed to protect abortion rights. Like, this should not even be happening in 2022.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. During the rumors, we were talking about Young Thug, and Young Thug said about about people having babies.
God need to set some rules, bro. We need new rules. We need new oath, bro. If you dead broke, if you're broke, you should not be able to, because you bringing poor kids into this world. You making rub and kill and steal because you running around with no type of career, no nothing. Having kids. Now your kids growing up won't. Your kids growing up looking at Thug and his game.
All right. Let's open up the phone lines. Let's talk about it. What is your opinion? 800-585-1051. Do you agree with Young Thug? Do you disagree with Young Thug? Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club. Talk about
it. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about something Young Thug said. We replayed it in the rumors. Let's hear it again.
God need to set some rules, bro. We need new rules. We need new oath, bro. If you dead broke, if you're broke, you should not be able to, because you bringing poor kids into this world. You making rub and kill and steal because you running around with no type of career, no nothing. Having kids. Now your kids growing up won't. Your kids growing up looking at Thug in his game.
So 800-585-1051, we're asking your thoughts. Start off with you, Yee. What is your opinion on that?
I mean, you know, it's nice to say that, and everybody always says, I'm going to wait till I have money to do this and do that. I know, like, when my parents had me, they didn't really have a lot of money, and my brother, so they somehow made it happen. I think ideally we would all like to be like, I want to be in a great financial situation when that happens, but sometimes life backs you in a corner and you got to fight your way out. So I think once you find out, and if you make a decision that you want to have a child and start a family, then you have to make sure you start preparing immediately.
Yeah, I kind of understand what Young Thug is saying, and I believe in that in life. I you know, it's like anything else. You plan to have to purchase a home. You plan to get married. You plan to purchase a car, because those are things that cost money. And it should be the same thing with a child. You have to plan, because children are not free. They're expensive, whether it comes to food, clothes, schooling, or whatever it may be, extra activities, whatever. Children are expensive. So I understand completely what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there, right? Like, you know, on one hand, Thug is right when he said basically poverty influences crime. But let's not look past all of socioeconomic factors that created, you know, those conditions. People aren't just born poor because folks want to be poor. It's a system in place that put people in these conditions, and that's why you got to create a system to get them out. So that's number one. Number two, I wouldn't go so far to say, you know, they shouldn't have kids, but I don't think it's anything wrong with having your priorities in order. A lot of people don't want to have kids until they are financially stable. I mean, you want to be able to provide for them. Some folks can barely take care of themselves, so how are they going to take care of a child? So I think it is something to consider. The way Young Thug said it might have been harsh.
It was very harsh.
And we all know honesty without empathy is brutality. But the other thing I would ask is, what's poor? Like, what level of poor are we talking about? Like, I know growing up, we was country poor. We grew up in a single wide trailer in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, but my parents worked. They might have been check to check, but you know, they still work. So I just wonder what level of poor is you know, Young Thug talking about.
And I think even more important is if you have a support system that can help you too. You know, a lot of times people know they're about to bring a child in. They got mothers, aunts, grandparents, whoever that can also help them. And I find that to be something that could be really
When Young Thug was talking about, I don't want to put words in that brother's mouth, but I thought he was saying if you can't take care of yourself, meaning you can't afford to pay your own bills, mm-hmm. you can't pay your own priorities, how would you bring another child in there if you can't even handle yourself? That's what I thought he said.
I mean, look, it sounds like an ideal situation, but life comes at you fast.
And that's why I say, what level of poor? And even on the family aspect, 9 times out of 10, man, your family's in the same financial situation as you, more than likely.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Alexis.
Hey, Alexis. Peace, what do you Alexis. Think what Thug said?
We know what your parents' favorite car was.
Not really. Okay, so this is just my opinion. I feel like people like Young Thug make statements like that, like they were never broke before. Like when he started having kids, he wasn't broke. Like his parents probably weren't broke when they had him. Nobody, I mean, I know there's people who actually try to have kids, but a lot of people don't actually try to have kids. It just happens like happens.
Yep, so on accident.
Yeah, right. I mean, I don't want to tell my kids an accident, but I wasn't trying to get pregnant.
Right.
But isn't that why? Isn't that why you should plan better? Meaning, like, if you know you are in a certain financial condition where you can't take care of yourself, maybe you throw on a little bit of extra protection. You know, maybe you're a little bit more cautious when you're getting them strokes in.
I had a whole lot of protection going on. A whole lot. Mm-hmm. And it still didn't work. They swam right through that thing. It didn't work.
Oh, but hold, time out. But you said you had protection. Did he wear protection?
Most definitely. And my tubes were tied. Come on.
Oh, that's just God's will. Yeah,
That's just God's will.
That's what I'm saying.
God.
Life happens, man.
You had the baby that's going to change your family's financial conditions. How tall is he?
A midget, okay?
No, oh, Lord. Oh, is he brilliant? Is he intelligent? Is he going to be the next big tech person?
No, he's definitely smart. Yeah. He's really super, super smart. And I wouldn't change anything about my situation. And I mean, we're not broke. We're not like, you know, but we're not millionaires.
And you can't predict anything. Sometimes kids force people to grow up and get more responsible, or sometimes you might be in a great situation and then you're not. You can't ever predict it.
I think it's just all about what level of poor we talking about.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Veronica.
Hey, Veronica.
What did you think of Young Thug's thoughts?
I think it's discriminatory against poor people, and I don't think that people in a place of privilege should really comment on the finances of those who have less than them. Mm-hmm. I think we live in a country where it's a shame that there are still people who are, you know, struggling to feed their kids when we have such opportunity in this country where people can try to take out a $1 billion loan to buy Twitter, but there's people who can't afford to feed their kids. Like, let's fix those things before we talk about what poor people should do with their body.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't tell people what to do and when to have kids and how much money they should have and none of those things.
But he's in his thoughts. And he's,
we want to get all upset
came
about Roe versus... We want to get upset about Roe versus Wade, about how they're telling women to use their bodies, but you're also you're doing the same thing to poor people, pretty much. I know it's just an opinion, but it's thoughts like that that, you know, put things in place to keep people where they are. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling. But I think Young Thug came from a place of not having. So I don't think he's necessarily talking down. I think he's coming from a place of, I was in that position, I was there, and that's what he's thinking. But I don't know. I don't want to put words in that brother's mouth.
But I agree with her. You can't tell other people what to do with their families and what decisions they make.
Like I said, I wouldn't go so far as to say they shouldn't have kids, but I don't think there's anything wrong with having your priorities in order. I think all of us approach these situations wanting to have our priorities in order.
Right, but I think we should have our priorities in order when it comes to everything. You know what I mean? And that's with purchasing a home. That's with getting married. That's with having a wedding. That's with, you know, anything. I think we should all try to plan.
I mean,
that's,
we should try.
That's ideal,
but sometimes,
you know,
life hits
but
you like a train.
Yeah,
you know what
foreclosures
I mean?
Happen. Medical expenses happen. All kinds of things can go wrong.
Those are going to be more medical expenses having them babies. And you can't afford it. Like I'm saying, a lot of people don't want to have kids until they're financially stable. I don't like the way Young Thug said what he said. But, I mean, I think it is a conversation to be had. Like, I'm pretty sure all of us have approached it. I know when I first had our first child, I was just thinking, damn, am I financially able to handle this? So I just I want to know what level of poor is he talking about.
But you know
about?
What? I think about that in every kid that I had. I have six. So every time we had a child, I wanted to make sure that I can financially support that child.
That's real.
You know what I mean?
That's
real. And make sure that they would, and if something happens to me, that, you know, the family would be okay. So every time we've had a child, we plan that out and make sure that we could financially support.
Kids are expensive, bro.
They are.
Like,
they are.
Really?
People just, it's not just food, it's extracurricular activities. If you want your children to do something, it's
clothes. A luxury. By the way, extracurricular activities is a luxury. If your kid does cheerleading and football and all that, that's a luxury.
I do want to say, though, we've seen a lot of people who don't have the, you know, seem like they didn't have the means, make it really happen for their kids, and their kids grow up to be amazing and successful.
800-585-1051. Young Thug said this.
God, I need to set some rules, bro. We need new rules. We need new oath, bro. If you dead broke, if you're broke, you should not be able to, because you bringing poor kids into this world. You making rub and kill and steal because you running around with no type of career, no nothing. Having kids. Now your kids growing up, won't your kids growing up looking at Thug and his game.
What are your thoughts? Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Sit by myself.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Young Thug. We reported this in the rumors, and this is what he said.
God, I need to set some rules, bro. We need new rules. Need a new oath, bro. If you dead broke, if you're broke, you should not be able to, because you bringing poor kids into this world. You making rub and kill and steal because you running around with no type of career, no nothing. Having kids. Now your kids growing up, won't your kids growing up looking at Thug and his game.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is K-Jo from VA.
Hey, K-Jo from VA.
What are your thoughts?
Honestly, I agree with Young Thug. I mean, he didn't say it best, but I say focus on the message and not the delivery. Mm-hmm. But yeah, pretty much, why bring a child into the struggle with you when you have that choice to wait, when you're a little financially stable, you know what I mean? So yeah, I completely agree.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Mama. Hello, who's this? Hello?
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts?
Man, I don't agree with that because most young guys don't have the don't determine who has the baby. A female can have the choice of whether she's poor or rich to have the baby or not have the baby. Most guys are just having recreational sex. And that's where the problem is. A lot of people having recreational sex, not wanting kids. Next thing you know, like, I had a student who told me this guy got her pregnant. He said, the only child support I'm paying is for an abortion. You know what I'm saying? So it's not what Young Thug is saying, man. It's bigger than that.
But to your point, like, you know, for the people that are having recreational sex, like, you know, the men that are having recreational sex, if you know you can't afford to have a child, which, and by the way, we've all been in this position. Like, when we were young, we know we couldn't have no damn babies. So we made sure to scrap up right. We made sure to protect ourselves correctly when we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, but a lot of these jokers now are going here wrong.
And that's the problem. That's why I say that. And that's why I mean, like, when I say, that's what I talk about when I say priorities. You got to have your priorities in order, like. It's a responsibility. Yeah. Like, if you know that you're not financially able to have a child and you a man, then make sure while you are having that recreational sex, you are protecting yourself to the utmost. You can't be out here hitting raw and shooting the club up.
Hey, but sometimes you might be protected, and hey, that protection don't work.
Or yeah, like the lady called early. She said that, mm-hmm. you know, she said
she had a tube tied and everything.
And she said the gentleman wore a condom.
Hey, man, y'all can keep making all these excuses all you want, but I think
don't know if that's an excuse. At the end of the day,
at the end of the day, you should protect yourself if you know you can't put your, if you're not in the position to do certain things. Like, I don't see the problem.
Tube tied and a condom? What is the percentage of getting pregnant there?
I don't know. I would think it's very low, but yes. Who knows?
It's still a percentage.
Let's go to the phone line some more. Hello, who's this?
Yes, sir.
What's your opinion, brother?
My opinion is, I think that's a broad statement from Young Thug. I mean, you know, just because somebody broke, that don't mean they're bad parents. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing. I doubt if his parents was rich when he was raised growing up.
Right.
You know, I mean,
well, that's, he didn't say that's, rich.
A broke parent and doesn't mean rich. Your child is going to be, you know, you give somebody with some money a platform like that, and they just, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how all of a sudden now that he has money, that's his opinion.
But that's why I said Thug is right when he said that poverty influences crime, but let's not look past all the socioeconomic factors that created these conditions. Like, people aren't just born poor because they want to be poor. It's a system in place that put people in these conditions that might lead them to a life of crime because of the poverty.
Well, he didn't say anything about rich, nor did he say if you're broke, you would be a bad parent. I think what he was saying is, as we need to plan everything out. And I understand that. When it comes to anything, everything should be planned. I say this all the time. My parents only had one kid because they couldn't afford it. They planned for one and that was it. And I think we should start planning everything out if we can. Sometimes life hits us.
Yeah.
And when life hits us, we have to take care of it. But if we can, I think we should try to plan things out as much as possible.
I think about these teen pregnancies. It's easy to be like, be responsible, use a condom, plan it out. But it definitely doesn't always happen that way.
But what's wrong with
kids making decisions?
But we should tell the kids to use condoms.
We do tell them, but it doesn't always happen.
Because what happens is we've all seen these situations where the young boy gets the woman pregnant, and she's like, I'm pregnant. And he's like, what? I can't afford that right now. Should have thought about that before you slept with her. Right. You should have put your condom on.
Yeah, I mean, we should have pulled out all of those things.
And we should continue to.
And we do tell them, but it just, life doesn't always happen like that. We all don't always do the right thing.
That's facts. All right, well, what's the moral of the story?
Like I said, I don't think there's anything wrong with having your priorities in order. I wouldn't go so far to say they shouldn't have kids, but you should have your priorities in order. And a lot of people don't want to have kids until they're financially stable. You want to be able to provide for them. Some folks can barely, you know, take care of themselves. So how are they going to take care of a child? So I just think it's something to consider. That's all.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about Taylor Swift, Pharrell, Common, Steve Aoki, the movie Heat, and Tyler Perry and Gayle King. What do they all have in common?
All right. We'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Now, good morning.
Our second installment of NFTs were released today.
Mm-hmm.
Beige Rage, which is my face exploding as I get mad. Angela Yee, she's giving expert advice with telephones and all types of things to her air. And
What I'm giving. Tell me what I'm giving. What am I giving?
He's giving me cheeks.
I'm giving cheeks.
I don't know if you've seen the NFT, but the cheeks are actually moving. Did you see that?
I'm giving cheeks.
The cheeks are moving?
Yeah, his butt cheeks are moving. It's kind of weird.
Whoa. I'm giving cheeks.
I give advice, he gives cheeks.
Cheeks.
That's right.
is giving. So, jeez.
So you can head over to music.oneof.com to definitely check that out, and you can pick them up. I believe the price is $10 for our NFT, so definitely
very
pick them
affordable
up. As a in a very limited edition, so there's not too many available, so definitely pick it up, and we appreciate you guys' support.
Yeah, and salute to everybody that you know caused the first batch of NFTs to sell out. And you know, like I said, you know, you buy these NFTs, you never know what they can do for you in the future. The Breakfast Club is indeed that. It is a club, okay?
That's right.
And membership has its privileges.
That's
okay?
Right. And the art was created by Justin Richburg, who will be joining us next hour.
My guy, Justin Richburg.
Mm-hmm. All right,
we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about some new TV shows on the way.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk the Tribeca Film Festival.
It's about time. What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, this sounds pretty exciting. Tribeca Festival's Talks and Reunions lineup. Now, the festival will run from June 8th to June 19th. And some of the things that are going to be happening, a conversation with Taylor Swift. Also, Pharrell in conversation. Cynthia Erivo goes back to Broadway. So there'll be a discussion about that. Seth Meyers in conversation. Also, W. Kamau Bell and Dream Hampton in conversation. And Steve Aoki in conversation with Seth Green. Tyler Perry in conversation with Gail King. Also, there'll be some reunions. Now, these reunions seem exciting. Heat, you know the movie Heat with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be doing a special reunion for that. Also, East Bayou, 25-year reunion. You know, I love that movie. So that'll be a really good one. The Godfather, a 50th anniversary retrospective featuring Al Pacino, and the Harry Belafonte Voices for Social Justice Award with Common. So those are some of the things that'll be happening. They'll have a masterclass documentary directing with Cootie and Chike, amongst other things.
Salute to the Tribeca Film Festival. Shameless plug, I have a movie that I executive produced called 88 that will be premiering at the Tribeca Film Festival this year as well. You can go to the premiere on Saturday, June 11th, Tuesday, June 14th, or Saturday, June 18th. Salute to my guy, Brandon Victor Dixon, and Orlando Jones, Notori Naughton, a few people in the film.
Yeah, so that's going to be exciting this year. There's a lot of amazing things that are going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about some other shows. Yo, MTV Raps will be premiering on Paramount Plus on May 24th. It kicks off with a Freddie Gibbs takeover before Latto on May 31st. So get ready for some of these special artists that you'll be able to see on Yo, MTV Raps. Chencia, T Grizzly, Trina, Maino, Jeff.
They announced this a while ago, right?
Yeah, so this is the date now that they're announcing. Okay. It's going to be hosted by Conceited and DJ Diamond Cuts. So congratulations
shout
to them
the
on that.
Shout out to Diamond Cuts. Mm-hmm.
And now we have the exclusive premiere date that's going to be happening. All right, now Rod Wave was arrested for a battery by strangulation. They don't have a lot of information on what went down, but according to reports, they're saying he was arrested May 2nd in St. Petersburg, Florida. They're saying that battery by strangulation is a felony in the state of Florida, but not much is known about the circumstances about the arrest at this time. He did have his fans concerned after he posted a video of himself during an encounter with the police in his hometown. They said the video, it appears, was recorded just moments before he was arrested on Monday. D-Wade and Gabrielle Union have given advice to the parents of transgender children. You know, they've been very vocal about their support of their daughter, Zaya Wade. But that journey has also brought a lot of controversy, people weighing in, having different things that they want to say. So they were at the Met Gala and were stopped by Variety. And here's what they had to say.
What do you say to a dad out there whose daughter has just come home and said, I'm trans? What do you say to that dad?
Well, I say the moment when you were in the hospital and you grabbed your daughter and you looked at your daughter. And all the things that went through your mind, all the emotions that went through your mind, and how much love filled your heart at that moment. Don't let that ever leave you, no matter what. Like, the one thing as parents, what we do is we find our mini-me's and we try to make them just like us. But just understand, like, our kids are going to be who they are. It's our job to help mold them and help try to, you know, push them in the right places that they want to go. But just remember that moment, what you said in that hospital that day they were born.
That's great advice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Shawnee O'Neal has landed a VH1 wedding special documenting her marriage to Pastor Keon Henderson, as exclusively reported by the Jasmine brand. And so news broke that after 2 years of dating, they have decided to get married. And she did confirm that engagement news previously on her IG. And she said, Corinthians, love never fails. And she put 11, 11, 11. So I guess, I don't know what that last 11 was for. But anyway, this will be the first time a Basketball Wives spinoff wedding special airs on VH1. Evelyn Lozada did have her own wedding spinoff as well, but they never aired it after everything that happened with Chad Ochocinco Johnson. It was reportedly pulled, and they never did show that. So Shawnee O'Neal will be the first basketball wife to have her wedding spinoff. And I'm sure some of the Basketball Wives will be in attendance as well. I'm not sure who, but we'll see. All right, that is your rumor reports.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Man, we need the judges on the Supreme Court who have voted or seem to be voting to overturn Roe versus Wade. We need them to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes. You are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him. Ooh. This is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is, it always has been, the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Woo, state of emergency is an understatement. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, May 3rd, goes to Justice Alito, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, I think I pronounced his name right, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett of the Supreme Court, because they are all voting to overturn abortion rights. Okay, a person familiar with the court's deliberation said that those five Republican-appointed justices all voted after hearing oral agreements to overturn Roe versus Wade. Okay, the three Democratic-appointed Justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan are working on one or more dissents because they clearly disagree, and they are not sure how Chief Justice John Roberts will ultimately vote. Last night, an initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito was circulated inside the court, and it states that we hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. Now, no draft decision in the modern history of the court has been disclosed publicly while a case is still pending, so clearly they want folks to be outraged about it. Clearly, they want debates to be intensified about it. The YouTube conspiracy theorist in me feels like this is clearly a distraction from something else. I don't know what that something else is because there's so much going on. But if no draft decision in the modern history of the court has been disclosed publicly while a case is still pending, trust and belief, they didn't reveal this one publicly just because. Okay, but let's stay focused. This is why I told y'all you can't celebrate too much the appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson too long. Okay, drop on the clues bombs for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Okay, it's a historic confirmation, and it's great to see that sister in that position. But when Judge Breyer retires and she is sworn in, it's still going to be a 6-3 conservative majority. This is why people like myself and South Carolina's own Jim Clyburn said we must expand the Supreme Court. A lot of people said this, okay? I have said on numerous occasions, y'all heard me say, four things that President Biden had to do to protect democracy. One, prosecute everyone involved in the attempted coup of this country on January 6th, especially the members of Congress who were involved in this situation. So something like that never happens again on American soil. You got to make examples out of people. Okay. Two, protect voting rights. That's the basics, right? The cornerstone of our democracy, protect voting rights. Simple. Okay. Three, get rid of the filibuster so you could properly govern. And fourth, expand the Supreme Court. As long as the Supreme Court is a 6-3 conservative majority, three of which Trump approved, we are in trouble. But guess what? All those things I talked about take courage. And Democrats have tried every political strategy but courage. And so now, here we are. Okay, there are already 13 states that have passed banning or severely limiting abortion since Roe versus Wade was implemented in 73. There are 9 states that have pre-Roe bans that will come back into effect if the decision is overturned. There are 4 more states that it expects to pass new abortion bans in the near future. At least 22 states have laws on the books that would come into effect if Roe versus Wade is officially overturned. 26 states, abortion will likely become illegal if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. Are we paying attention yet? I told y'all this was happening and the Republicans are doing what Republicans do. So when are Democrats going to do what they need to do? Huh?
The good sister Nina Turner, dropping the clues bombs for Nina Turner. She posted yesterday, and I quote, "Protecting abortion rights is not a midterm pitch. Democrats have the power now. We have the majority in Congress, and we have the White House. Instead of drafting fundraising emails tonight, our elected leaders should be in D.C. voting to codify Roe versus Wade and getting rid of the filibuster." I know, packing the Supreme Court and getting rid of the filibuster are considered radical moves. But guess what? When you're dealing with radicals, creating radical problems, then you must present radical solutions. Okay, the White House said last October they would pass laws to maintain abortion protections. What happened? The Biden administration said they would expand and protect abortion access. What happened? Some experts say Biden could use executive powers to protect abortion access. I don't know. I'm not a political scholar. I'm just a man born in the 1900s trying to figure out what the hell is going on in the world and how come it feels like nobody is doing anything about it. Okay, right now people are saying this is why you have to vote. Elections have consequences. We saying that as if Dems aren't in power right now. They have the power to protect abortion rights. They have the majority in Congress and they have the White House. Like Nina said, they should be in D.C. voting to codify Roe versus Wade and getting rid of the filibuster so they can properly govern. Yes, we can call out Republicans, but we must also call out the leadership we voted for because the cowardice they have displayed is nuts. Now they're going to put it on the people and say we must go out there and vote like democracy depends on it. When are y'all going to govern like democracy depends on it? I really have no answers, okay? I'm not shocked at what those five judges on the Supreme Court are planning to do in regard to the Roe versus Wade. I expect that, but what are Democrats going to do, huh? Now I'm going to end this with some words from my OG, South Carolina's own Congressman Jim Clyburn. Drop on the clues bombs with Jim Clyburn. He told us in 2020 right here on The Breakfast Club what would happen if Democrats don't expand the Supreme Court, pack the Supreme Court. Listen.
I believe to expand the Supreme Court at this point in time would be an attempt to unpack the Supreme Court because Mitch McConnell has packed it. So when you put unqualified people on the judiciary for lifetime appointments just because they are against the agenda that you and I would favor, hey, it's time for us to do something to unpack that. The consequences, if we allow Donald Trump to put three more people on the Supreme Court who are like the last three he put on the Supreme Court, we're going to have a 9-0 court against the interests of black people, and you will see us relive what our parents and grandparents went through. Please remember, anything that's happened before can happen again.
We've all been warned. Please give Justice Alito, Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett of the Supreme Court, the biggest hee-haw.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming up next, we got joining us
Justin Richburg. Justin mm-hmm. is our guy. Well, that's my guy. You know, he creates the Breakfast Club NFTs, you know, all the online art that you've seen. Us present the NFTs that you've purchased. Justin has created those, and we're going to talk to him next.
That's right. And we got one that released today. So mm-hmm. if you get a chance, definitely check it out. Now, the three pictures, one is Beige Rage, which is my face exploding as I get madder and madder and madder. So, I don't think it's true.
That is definitely true. Have you met yourself?
The next is Angela Yee. It's about advice and her giving advice and all the different phones and people asking.
I got Angela Yee looking like Miss Cleo on here. Like she just answering phones like, tell me now, call me now.
And then Charlamagne giving me a gift.
Butt cheeks that move.
Butt cheeks.
I thought that was a cake.
Quit, you can call it what you want, yeah.
So definitely pick up your NFTs. And what's the website to get to NFTs?
oneof.com.
Okay. All right, so we'll be back.
One of, O-N-E-O-F. I don't know why I can't say it right.
Oneof.com?
Yeah, one of, but I spell it and I always go O-N-E-O-F. O-F.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates.
Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right. Well, we'll be back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. He's the one that actually drew and created our NFTs. We have artist Justin Richburg.
What's up, my brother?
How are you?
I thought I'd be up here.
Why?
I don't know. Can you focus on me for a second? Listen, I just want to tell you this, right? I'm a from North Philly, right? I draw pictures.
Okay.
In my drawers, sometimes naked, right? I would never thought I'd be up here, you know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because I just draw pictures of Dragon Ball Z, sometimes The Simpsons, in like different clothes. And that's that. Who would thought something like that would have you come up here, quit your job 4 years ago, and you make a little bit of money for yourself.
But you've been doing some fly shit over the past few years, Justin.
Yeah. I know. Like, the white women been telling me I've been doing some fly shit. Almost got my dick sucked gum the other night by and had no tinted windows. And then I was talking with my bro, and he said, of course it's not going to happen because you driving around in a fishbowl. So I got my windows tinted. So after this joint come out, I'm going to be living happy.
You think it's on?
After. Yeah, well, hopefully.
Tell the people, who is Justin Richburg, for those that don't know? You just said it a little bit. You from North Philly.
Yeah, I'm from North Philly, born and raised. I just drew all my life. It was never something that, you know, was encouraged by anybody, really. It was just something I just always did. But, you know, it wasn't until, like, I graduated high school, I had, like, a really, like, severe, like, bipolar schizophrenic episode.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it just took, like, 2 or 3 years of my life away. So imagine, like, you 19, and then you, like, snap back to reality at 22.
Wow.
Yeah, I shot up to, like, 300 pounds. It was crazy. It was real bad. You know, like when you see like them white vans that carry around people.
And yeah.
It was like, it was literally when I woke up at 22, it was like them adult daycare type shit, you know?
Justin, you ain't never told me that story ever.
I don't tell nobody a lot of things. You know, I keep a lot of that stuff to myself because that's hard like to deal with. So it was like coming back from that, I feel as though like God gave me a second chance at life. That's why I'm here, because I didn't take nothing seriously growing up. So it's like you get things taken away from you. So that's why I go as hard as I do, and that's why I'm one of the first illustrators up here, a manga illustrator.
Manga?
Yeah.
Break that down. What's manga illustration?
Japanese artist.
Okay.
So it's like, it's a difference between like comic book artists and manga artists. So it's like superhero is like Spider-Man, all that. That's not what I do. I do things like My Hero Academia. Dragon Ball Z is a good example of that, because Dragon Ball Z started out as a manga, or we'll say comic book, for like, not to confuse people. So it started out as a comic book and then became a show. And you know, oh yeah, that's a good segue. Can I get my book, please? Thank you. I mean, it's not like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, tell me about the episode, right? You said you had an episode when you was 19.
Yeah.
Had you been diagnosed before that?
I went to therapy a few times. Growing up, but it was more so because like when my stepfather passed, you know, like it affected me. He passed when I was like 10 years old, and I never talked to nobody, you know. So So that would like really like led to that holding in a lot of things, because like before he died, you know, it was like just a regular kid, but as soon as he died, it's like everything evaporated from me. That's why I became like super nonchalant, and then I let people bully me through that. So I was like a shell of a person growing up, and then just like exploded at 19.
Damn. Do you, what happened? Like, you, what was the incident?
Just a series of things. Just keeping it all to yourself. Spend too much time by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dealing with abusive big women.
What?
What? Okay. Bam, bam. Like, all right, so let me tell you this, right? I got stalked for 5 years by a big girl, right?
Okay. Right, I mean, imagine, it's Philly, though, so I mean,
at one point,
Philly was the fattest place in the country.
It happens anywhere. All right, so imagine this, right? All right, I'm trying to put a scenario in your head, just so, like, try to listen carefully. Imagine trying to hide a medicine ball behind a light pole.
Okay.
You can't hide a medicine ball behind a light pole.
Yeah, this is why.
So when I felt somebody following me, so I turned around, and she was just like this, trying to hide behind a light pole, but she ran. But all right, so anyway, zoom in on this, please. So this is my manga, Kayla.
Kayla.
Yeah. So I was like, I made it for the hood Jones out there, so they can relate to it. Like I said, the thing that inspired me to make Kayla. Oh, let me tell you what it's about. All right, so it's about a girl from North Philly that was slain by a police officer in the after school fight. She died, but came back to life with Zodiac abilities. That's all I can say before I end up spoiling the rest of it. I'm like 11 chapters in. The powers had something to do with Zodiac abilities, so you know, it was like the lady's definitely gonna love that. Kayla is an Aries, so it's like her, like she a fire sign, so a lot of her stuff got to do with rage and, you know, like flames. So that's really all I can give for right now.
I see you got cancer. Why you got cancer at the back of this book?
Because like at the end of each genre has something like that. So that's another like thing with anime. At the end of animes, they normally have like a little like funny thing, or like little like hey, blah 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 type thing. So that what makes it like a manga. So
gotcha.
And when I put the first genre out, when I put the first chapter out, animation studio from that made Castlevania and what's that called? What's it called?
He-Man.
Yeah, they reached out to me when I put the first chapter out. So like that put the battery behind my back. So that lets me know it's like I always trust my gut on everything, because I know everything I do is gonna be fire, because like I'm trying to be remembered as like one of the greats, because we only have like what, the only person you think of is Stan Lee. Ain't many people. But the thing that makes me different between like people like Stan Lee and Aaron Magruder is that I do everything. I literally do everything except rap, sing, and tell the truth to women.
When did you develop your love for art?
When somebody paid me.
Knock it off. You loved it before then. Stop.
Yeah, I loved it, but I'm just saying, it's like with something like that, when somebody pays you, it's like, oh, I'm gonna take this seriously. Somebody gave me $100.
Oh, so then you realize like, damn, I can actually make a living off this thing that I already love to do.
Yeah, so that's like what really put the battery behind my back, and you know, definitely went on this journey. So yeah, it led me to here, like not by accident, because it was definitely like thought out. So I just put it this way, right? Because I think of myself as a fisherman, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put like certain bait on your line in order to get certain results, and that's why I'm here.
All right, we got more with artist Justin Richburg. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Justin Richburg. He's the artist that created our NFTs, which is on sale right now. I'm sure it'll sell out any minute, so definitely pick it up if you haven't got it already. Justin Richburg is here. Charlamagne?
Who inspired your style? Who or what? Like, what did you see that made you be like, okay, I want to start drawing, and I want to draw like this. I see you mentioned anime a lot.
Yeah, anime like inspired me. Like Dragon Ball Z taught me detail. Like stuff like Naruto taught me style, and yeah, that's really it. So my favorite illustrator is, I can't pronounce the guy's name, is the one that made Dragon Ball Z. So that's my favorite illustrator. You know, by default, you know, like I would like check out things like Spider-Man and Batman growing up, but it was never nothing like I necessarily like love like that. But it's like, I don't know, anime is just like, just I don't know, it just seemed cooler, because like the Japanese, they make things way better than us. Because the issue with us here in America, when we create stories and shit like that, is like we have an agenda that goes along with it. Like with them, they just created, if somebody just so happened to be gay, blind, deaf, you know, just part of the story. They don't just push it in their face. That's why I end up making that. And that's why I end up making this, because me and my bro Mike, we always go to the movies together, watch all the movies. And for some reason, when I was watching what's that movie with the blonde-headed girl?
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, that movie pissed me off.
Why?
Because like it just like keep on reminding you this is a female. It's a female, instead of just letting the story be, because it's just a person. We don't have to be constantly keep on being reminded of that. And that's what like with anime and manga, they have similar characters to her, but they don't push it in your face. And it's like, I can do a better job than that.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so that's why I end up like creating that. So Kayla's not necessarily a superhero. It's just like she's just living her life. Just certain things just happening to her.
No, I get it. And then I actually like that better, because you just fall in love with the person who happens to be whatever it is that they are.
But the issue is that I found out from creating like stuff like this is that like because of social media, it what's the thing? Instant gratification. Well, I found out with this is not instant gratification. It's like it's a slow grind. And it doesn't help either, since I do everything by myself and I have my writer that helps me too. But yeah, it's a slow grind. And it's like, it's real hard like to do that. Cause I felt like, man, I made a mistake starting this, cause it takes up so much of my time. And I can't do much else stuff. Cause I do animation as well. You know, my collective animation. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Let me get a round of applause real quick before I forget. DJ Vlad just like shared my joint on his,
I saw that, the Batman joint.
Yeah. Shout out to Ace Vane. That's my bro right there. That's my partner in crime.
Now, how's the feedback been with the Breakfast Club NFTs? I feel like this NFT world is tailor-made for you, Justin.
Yeah, it was cool. It sold out the first one. You know, I was like, you know, I was happy about it. You know, I'm just grateful, you know, like that I just even get hired for work, because I know there's a lot of artists that don't get hired for work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I don't understand like why I get chosen a lot of times, like
because you dope.
Yeah, because I did work for a lot of things like people don't talk about. I did like work for like Google Arts, because you know the main thing they'll go to is the Childish Gambino thing, because that was like so like culturally moving, I guess.
Which one, the episode of Atlanta or the I feel like summer video, which Justin did.
Yeah, so you know, as I've done like a lot of things, I can't really think off the top of my head right
Janae
now.
Janae Eiko video.
Yeah. I did something for Bobby Smurder recently. It's a lot of things that I did. People be able to do their research on my website, justinrichbird.com.
Now, did you ever find out why the Boondocks blocked you?
I don't know.
Did you reach out to them and ask? Or?
Ignored me.
They ignored you?
Yeah.
What'd you say to them in the DMs when you asked them?
I didn't say nothing. I just said, you know, just like saying, you know, as I always do, it's like I always reach out saying, hey, I appreciate you for following, but just no response. Cause I didn't understand it. And that's like when I seen like they redid, you know, I guess like they stole back their drawing, you know, just did in a new style, you know. But
which drawing was that? The Friday one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Friday one. Okay. Yeah, it was, you know, just kind of weird, because like honestly, if it wasn't from the Boondocks, I wouldn't be here right now. So, you know, like things like that just fuel me to, you know, like create my characters and be bigger than everybody else. Because I do know by the time I do die, I will be like known as one of the greatest artists to ever live, because my funeral going to be so long, I'm going to make several people late for work.
I feel like this generation is made for you with the NFTs too, though, because it gives your art value. Like, I tell people that all the time. Like, I love that dice game picture. That's hanging up in my house. It may not have any, you know, financial value, but it means something to me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So in the future, it probably will be worth something.
Yeah, of course. It'll definitely be worth something, you know. But I mean, you know, unfortunately, because we live in a hype beast type world, so, you know, something will be like worth a lot 1 minute and then it won't. That's why you just gotta catch something while it's in, you know, while it's hot. If you wait too long, you'll miss your opportunity. And a lot of people wait too long. And that's the issue with a lot of artists, not just people that draw, just artists in general. They wait too long and they miss the opportunities because they're scared the moment. You know, like even like for myself, like, you know, I never would have thought that I'd be on the Breakfast Club, but you know, it's like I prepared myself for like a moment where I can naturally be myself, you know, and it's all about just being prepared.
It's Justin Richburg. Make sure y'all support Justin. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram. Go to his website, justinrichburg.com.
Don't forget to read Kayla. That's my Spider-Man.
Read Kayla. Okay. It's Justin Richburg. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, according to reports, James Corden is stepping away from CBS's The Late Late Show after 8 years. And now they're saying he was offered $50 million to stay with the network, but he declined that. He wants to relocate back to the UK to be closer to his family.
Well, that's a lot of money. But you know who should... that's a lot of money. You know who should take that spot, though, when he retires in a year?
Who?
Z-Way. Like, she's already in the CBS Viacom family. She does the whole comedy music thing. Like, she'd be perfect for that Late Late Show.
All right, well, they did say there'll be plenty of more carpool karaoke's coming in the next year before he leaves. But he said it's been life-changing moving to L.A., but I guess he just wants to go back.
With his family, most important.
Mm-hmm. And he wants to write, make films. He loves the theater. There's a lot more out there, according to a source. He's only in his early 40s, so he has plenty of time.
$50 million. I wonder how much he was making.
Well, they said they told him to name his price.
And he said 50.
Yeah, for a multi-year deal, not just 1 year. But
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, NeNe Leakes claims that she was blacklisted by the executives of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She talked to TMZ at LAX yesterday, and here's what she had to say.
Nobody want to go to work every day as a black woman with blonde hair and the head of the corporation call you a white woman.
Yeah.
So stop discrimination. That's the goal.
Why did you decide now was the right time to do this lawsuit?
I felt like it was the right time a couple years ago or a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I was constantly being retaliated against, being blacklisted, not able to work. I never wanted my own show. I had many opportunities to have one. If I did, that's not it. It's discrimination. Everybody I've ever worked with, I've had a good working relationship with, except for this group of people.
I want NeNe to get her money. It's just hard to prove discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And what can she learn from the Blac Chyna case? Anything?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
This is a totally different situation. She wasn't in love and supposed to be doing a reality show based on being in love.
I just hope she got better lawyers than Blac Chyna had. That's all.
I wonder how come our networks don't do a lot of those shows? Like, you know, because those
networks?
Other networks get a lot of money, though. I mean, whether it's BT, whether it's Revolt. You know, those housewives
they get paid a lot, though.
Yeah, Revolt don't
have
the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Revolt don't have the budget. BET could have the budget because they're on
BET Viacom. Does a lot of great shows, though. They do a lot of great scripted programming, too.
They do. They could do more, but they do.
And they have BET Plus also.
True.
There's a lot of shows on there as well. So.
True.
We also got to support those networks so they have the money, too.
That's right. And a lot of times, those networks, too, like BET, they do be nickel and diamond. Like, that's one thing that black creatives always complain about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They complain about the fact that they want to create these bigger productions, but they don't necessarily get granted the budgets.
Yeah, and the advertising dollars have to be spent there, too.
That's right.
That's another thing that's been an issue.
Stop nigga and diamond black people.
Nickel. Is that what
you
said?
No, I know what I meant to say. I said exactly what I meant to say.
All right, now, Charlamagne, since you brought up Z-Way, let's discuss. You were on season 2 premiere of Z-Way's Showtime show, and here's what happened.
You've maligned black women. So why do you hate black women exactly?
No, I love black women. Shouldn't we always constantly evolve? What's the point of doing new year, new me?
I agree with you, right? Like, I think that you can't be, like, locked into your own past. But then it's like, let's say I get paid $5 a day to punch you in the face. Mm-hmm. And I punch you in the face every day for 10,000 days and I make $50,000. And then on the 10,001 day, I say, I will not punch anyone in the face.
What if I give the money back?
So would you say to this camera that you're pledging to donate 100% of your salary to black women's reparations?
100%?
100%.
I will pledge that I will help black women make a lot of money.
We're dropping a clues bomb from Z-Way.
I will. 100%?
It's a lot, but 100% of my money is going to black women anyway. I got 4 daughters and a beautiful black wife. But I thoroughly enjoyed my time on Z-Way. Z-Way is a show I enjoy watching, and it's a show I enjoyed being on. And I love the questions she asks, and I love the way she manipulates and edits the videos to make people look crazy. I love it. And let the record show, over the years, I have been an equal opportunity nut ass, and I'm sure you could do a montage of me critiquing everybody. Rappers, politicians, athletes, comedians. It is what it is. But also let the record show, I love black women. I am the person I am today because of God, therapy, and black women. I don't care what the internet says. In the words of the good brother Killer Mike, I married a black woman. Most of my critics did not.
Wow. So let me ask you a question, brother.
No.
Why do you go at light-skinned men so hard? That should be the next question.
That should be a montage, right? Put together that montage of me going in on light-skinned men. I actually would enjoy seeing that. Could somebody do that for my viewing pleasure?
See, so why do you go?
All right. Why you beige Negroes deserve it.
See?
All right, I have no remorse
In Envy's book, he talks about how much he hates when people are colorist toward him and treat him a certain way because he's light-skinned.
Well, you should stop reinforcing light-skinned stereotypes. Is he not the most light-skinned acting Negro you've ever met in your life?
What does that mean? What is a light-skinned
you Negro? You look in the mirror, okay? You, waffle-colored Negro.
This is triggering. This is triggering.
Well, speaking of which, Juice WRLD Foundation has launched a mental health campaign that's encouraging people to speak up, being vulnerable about topics like depression, anxiety, and addiction. Created an unbreakable bond with his diehard fan base in the short time that he was an artist. So his mother, Carmela Wallace, has launched in December 2019 the live free 999 Foundation in his honor. So to kick it off,
that's
Mental
incredible.
Health Awareness Month, the nonprofit initiative launched the campaign, which encourages people to share their stories using the hashtag 999 Stories on social media.
We're dropping a clues bombs for 999 Stories. Maybe we could collaborate.
And Juice WRLD's mom, absolutely.
And do something this year, especially for the Mental Wealth Expo. The second annual Mental Wealth Expo will be this October.
All right, now y'all got to leave Mike Tyson alone. He had another issue with a woman who put her hand right in his face. You can see, if you see the picture, it's like her pink fingernail right on his nose. His security appeared to rush over to the woman to de-escalate the situation, but why would somebody do that? Why would
they're
somebody
not gonna
have
learn to Tyson punch somebody's face off? Like, until he just punches somebody's face clear off, y'all not gonna learn. Leave him alone.
The crazy part is if he'd have slapped her hand away.
Not realizing who it was. Yeah, it was a woman.
But even if he did, even if he realized it was a woman and still slapped her hand away, everybody would say he was in the wrong.
Mm-hmm. No.
That woman could have a blade on her.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That woman could have
that reaction. If somebody comes up behind and puts their finger in your face, your reaction is gonna be to turn around.
Slap the hand away.
Absolutely. Like, he look at him abusing a woman. No, he's defending himself. He's boundaries.
Now
she could have anthrax on her fingernails.
What? Now, I knew I really liked Wiz Khalifa, and he tweeted this out. I like being bossed around by chicks for some reason. And he wrote that on social media, and that became a subject of discussion, as a lot of people were weighing in on what they thought about that. But, yes.
I saw that.
As a father with four kids, my kids boss me around all day long.
No. You're right. I agree.
He's talking about in a relationship.
I know what he's talking about.
Children.
I wouldn't call it being bossed around. I need direction. Okay. That's why my wife is the CEO of our household. I need direction. Without direction and proper guidance, who knows where I could be. Right?
Some guys like that too, especially when they're used to being the one that has to like do everything and make decisions.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They love when you just take control and tell them what to do.
Where we
Trust me, I
don't
know.
You tell
guys,
me.
Where my wife's calling me. I got to go.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
You tell
reports.
Me.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. All right, up next is the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God.
You're rocking with the best. DJ Envy.
Girls want girls where I'm from. But I know you want to roll with the gang. And I know you want to find us a thing.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, our NFT, our second drop dropped today, so you can definitely pick that up. Now, they're $10. They're a limited edition. And
it's called More Moments at The Breakfast Club, and each one has a classic moment from the show, as you know.
Yeah, two of them are sold out. The Beige Rage is sold out, and Charlamagne's giving me his cheeks is sold out. So there's only a couple
left. Hold on, they sold out already?
Yeah.
It just went on sale today.
Sold out.
What time they went on sale, Eddie? 6 o'clock.
So you can go to oneofoneof.com and get those NFTs.
Tell
very
the truth.
Affordable.
Tell the truth, Eddie. My cheeks sold out first, didn't they?
You know that.
Come on. Me giving up the cheeks sold out first, didn't they? Exactly. I know.
My goodness.
They like when I clap those cheeks and give them up.
Oh, my goodness.
For everybody who wishes they could have that. That's what they want. That's why y'all bought that NFT. Y'all like, man, I wish Charlamagne would give me his cheeks. You can have it hanging up in your house or on your phone as your screensaver, me giving up the cheeks.
All right. Well, you can still pick up Yee's ASCII. I think there's
I thought you about to say you can still pick up the cheeks.
What?
I see the cheeks move. Envy's face moves and explodes.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all should have said that was Miss Yeo. Instead of Miss Cleo, that's Miss Yeo. Call me now.
All right. When we come back, positive note, is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right. It's time to get up out of here. First of all, shout out to Justin Richburg for joining us.
Salute to the good brother, Justin Richburg, man. That's my guy. You know what's so crazy? Before Justin was doing, like, you know, NFTs for the Breakfast Club, like, there's artwork that I actually love from Justin that I have, you know, purchased, and I have it in my house. Like, I love that picture where it's all the black people, you know, rolling dice. And so I actually have that in my crib. And I guess that's what really NFTs are all about. It's the value that you put on something. Because I love his art, you know? So his art is valuable to me.
All right. Well, leave us on a positive note.
Oh, before I do that too, man, I want to salute the good sister Tamika Mallory, man. You know, last year, Tamika Mallory put out a State of Emergency. And I want to thank everybody who purchased her first book, State of Emergency. It came out last year on my imprint, Black Privilege Publishing, via Simon & Schuster. The paperback of State of Emergency is out today, wherever you buy books, okay? So, you know, Tamika Mallory, State of Emergency, the paperback is out today. So go get that if you haven't read State of Emergency yet. Now, the positive note is simply this. If you can't communicate, apologize, or tell the truth, then you're not grown yet.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.